Rashi says Bikisi. No, we're talking about that the hops that were thrown into the to make the beer were full of thorns. Kisi Rashi says min shoyis or kishoyis grua. They were bad ones. For koytzim arovim boy, and there was thorns mixed into it, and therefore did not make your beer taste so good. It's not like you wanted it to. So therefore, you did not have that much enjoyment from his hops. There was no mishtarshi. Therefore, but I call upon him a little bit enjoyment you did have. Therefore, the Gemara says, in such a case, so mishalom lay to make kisi. You'll have to pay him back how much you would pay for such hops that has thorns inside them. In other words, for the shvach, the gain that you had from it, that much you would have to pay. But it's better, like it's not real mishtarshi. It's not that you have to give him back yours, because yours are good ones. The one you use now, his, you didn't have that much enjoyment from, but a little bit you did have. Therefore, Rabbi Rashi says you have to pay back lefi mashashbich, according to how much shvach you had from it, how much gain you had from it. That's how much you'd have to pay back. Now the Mishnah says, I'll go through it first. Now we'll go over again tomorrow. Hamafkid moitzer sheshechoni. If you give money to a shechoni, that's a money exchanger to watch it for you. Same true. And if you gave it to him, tied up the money, lo yishtamish ben, he has no right to use it. The figure, therefore, imavdu, if it gets lost, enechay bachrusan. He's like a shem mechinim. He's potter on gneva veaveda. What about the mutar? Let's say you give him the money open. He didn't wrap it up. He didn't tie it up. Then yishtamish ben. Then the shechoni has the right to use it. Like most probably, when you gave it to him, he had in mind he was going to use it. Therefore, the fikach, he has a lach like a shem esacha. Therefore, mavdu, that gets lost, chay bachrius, and he's chay to pay you back. What about if you give the money, it's a balabayas, a regular balabayas? So then we say, bein tzurin, bein mutarin, lo yishtamash ben, whether the owner gave it to the shem of the balabas to watch it, whether we gave it to him tied up or we gave it to him openly, in both cases, the balabas has no right to use it. Because minestam, a balabas does not use the money. So the fikach, therefore, mavdu, that gets lost, from the shemes, since it was a shem chinam, ein echay bechusin, he's potter on echrayis, he doesn't have to pay. What about chenveni? Let's say the balabaz gives the storekeeper this, to make him the shemer, he has to watch his money. So Tanakam holds, it's kabalabayas dummy. Did the kabalabayas divi Rabbi Meir, that whether the money was open or closed, the balabaz, the chenveni, has no right to use it, therefore it's like a shem chinam. Rabbi Yehudu Aymano, chenveni kashechoni. A storekeeper has the same loch like a shechoni, like a money exchanger. That if he gave it to him closed, he's not allowed to use it. But if he gave the money open, then he's allowed to use it. And therefore, we call the shem esacha, and he b'chai of b'achrayis. Alright, we'll stop here. We're holding off Mem Gimel Amar Aleph. Again, the Mishnah we saw yesterday, just in Nachum of Shnel, Hamafkid Moitzer Sheshechoni, if you give money to a money exchanger, you tell him to watch it for you. So in Tzerurin, if the money is tied up, wrapped around, then that's showing him that the owner does not want him to use it. Therefore, Lo Yishtamashem is not allowed to use it. Lefikach, since the Shechoni cannot use the money, Imovdu, if it got lost, Ein Echayiv Bechayusin, it's not Chayiv, because it's only a regular Shemachinim. But Shemachinim is Potter on Gnei Aveda. What about the Mutorim? Let's say he gave him the money when it was open. It wasn't wrapped up, tied up. So then most probably you know, since you're giving it to a money exchanger, he needs the money. So therefore most probably the owner knows that Yishtamash Bem, like I'll let you use it. So he has the right to use it. Lefikach, therefore, Mavdu, that gets lost, Chay Bechayusin. For since you have hanor, you have enjoyment, you're allowed to use it. You're like a shayim esocha. Therefore, you chayiv if got lost. What about etz balabais? Let's say somebody gives a regular balabos to make him a shaymer to watch his money. So then, bein tzror and bein mutor and leishtamish ben, whether it's wrapped up or whether it's open, you're not allowed to use the money because a normal person doesn't have to use the money. So therefore, the shaymer is not allowed to use it. The thing is, therefore, mavdu and chayiv bechayusin, if it gets lost, he's only a shaymer chinam, he's potter. What about chenveni? Let's say somebody gives money to a storekeeper to watch it. He makes the shem, the chenveni a shemer. So the Tanakhama says, or Meir says, Kavala Bayis, Divrebe Meir. He has the same luck like a regular balabas, that he's not allowed to use the money. Therefore, even though the money is given to him open, still he's not allowed to use it. The owner does not want this chenveni storekeeper to use his money. We have Yudu Emeno, chenveni kishachoni. And chenveni also, since you know that a lot of times a storekeeper needs money on hand, he needs cash on hand. So therefore, if you give him the money openly, not wrapped up, most probably, Yonicha, you allow him to use it. Therefore, since he's allowed to use it, he's like a shechon, he's like a shem esocha, that he's chayiv on Gnei B'Aveda. Now the Gemara says, Mishum did tzurur in Leishtamash, and what kind of sorrow is that? Since it's wrapped up, you can't use it, like why not? Rashi B'Tzmiya. Oma gilu das yeshkan, shein chofes yishtamash ben. Miyacha shimei mutoran kamet yishtamash ben, da amak bid etzla yodeya shu tzorach tadu l'mayas. Tzurur in nam yishtamash, there are kol adem, list from Meisav. The Gemara says, The owner gave over the money to the shechani, the money exchanger, wrapped up. But that's normal. Every money you give wrapped up in a bag. So how do we see the owner does not want him to use it? Like if you say you give the money openly, you want him to use it, you let him use it. So even if you give the money wrapped up, since it's normal to have money wrapped up, we don't see the owner doesn't want him to use it. Most probably the owner still would let him use it. So what does the Mishnah say if it's true and he can't use it? So Mar says, Amar Abasi, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Pitzrurin v'chasumin shanu. The Mishnah is talking about not only was it wrapped up like normal money, but it even had a signature on it. It had a chsimer on it. So therefore, since it had a chsimer on it, that shows us that the owner does not want it to be opened at all. He does not want the shechana to use it. Rav Mari Yama v'keshem mishuna. You don't have to go so far there was a chsimer or a sign, a signet on it, but just that the knot was made a special way. So from that we see that since the owner knotted it up a special way, he means to keep it closed and not to use it. Ikav the army, some say that boy Rav Mori, Rav Mori asked us a question. Kesha Mishuna Mai. What's going to be if the owner gives this shukhani, this money exchanger, his money to watch? He makes a mishayma to watch the money, and he gives it to him tied up with a knot that's a modern, you know, different type of a knot. Mai, what's the lacha? Does that mean that the owner does not want him to use it or not? Teku, he even buys by teku, is not for sure. In other words, it could be that when our Mishnah says tsururin, for sure he has no right to use it, maybe it's not the first month of the yom only where it's chasumin, where it's knotted up and there's a chasima, signature on it. So that shows us the owner for sure is makbid, he doesn't want anybody to open it up. But close the month, there was no signature on it, it's a shayla the gemara and iboi, so we say he's makbid just by making a different type of a knot. Yeah. That's a teku. Now the gemara says, it says in the Mishnah, mutarim yishtamash ben. If you gave over the money to a shechani to watch for you, and you gave it to him open, not tied up in a bag, then he's allowed to use it. Amar Rav Huna says, V'yafilu nensu. You should know not only if he gets lost, is he chayiv like a shoyim asachom, but even as luck like a shoyim ashoyol. He's even chayiv an oinsin. Even if an honest happens, it's not his fault, still the shoyim now is chayiv. For the Mar, why? V'ovdu katoni. The Mishnah only says that he got lost. Mashmah, then he's chayiv. All the means, it's still your fault a little bit, you should have watched it better. That's why Shem Esach was Chayit. But maybe if it's Nensa, maybe be Potter. So Mar says, no, Kid Rabba, like Rabba learns. The Yama Rabba, Nignavu, sometimes when it says Losh Nignavu, it doesn't mean a regular Gneva, but it means Velista Mezuyin. It means armed robbers, that's like an Oinus. And Ovdu, here that our Mishnah says Ovdu, also it means Shetova Sfinosa Biyam. You know how it got lost by you? That your ship drowned in the ocean. That's called an honest, that's not your fault, you don't want it to drown, you tried everything, it shouldn't drown. So that's what the Mishnah means, even in a case where an honest happens, still you're chayiv. Now, Rav Huna holds, the fact that you have a right to use it, you're like a shoyim ashol. What's a shoyim? Well, a shoyim has a right to use it for his own sake. That's mechayiv and an oinsin. Say also, since you have a right to use it, if you want to, you're called like a shoyim right away, so you're chayiv an oinsin. For Rav Nachman says, Nensuloi. No, he doesn't go so far. If an honest happens, still you're potter. Like you're only like a shoyim asachar right now. You're not like a shoyim yet. Oh, Malay Rav Nachman. So Rav said to Rav Nachman, "Lidoch, according to you, the amr that you say nensu loy, if an oinus happens, let's say listin mizuyin come, armed robbers come and take it away from the shoyimer. You want to say it's poto? If so, aloma loy heavy shoyim alayin. Like why not? Why is he poto from einsin? Lechura, since he has the right to use it, you're telling me now he has the right to use the money. If he has the right to use the money, he's like a shoyim." And we know is shayil as chayiv an einsin. Alma means alma. We see alma. What do we see? That lehevi shayil alayu. That Rav Nachman holds he's not considered a shayim a shayil. He's not. So now the question: according to Rav Nachman, is shayil lehevi? If you did not consider him like a shayim a shayil, like since he did not use it yet, even though he has a right to use it, but it, like it's better here. It wasn't really giving it to you to use. It's like the owner gave it to you to watch. Just if you want to use it, you have a right to use it. But it's not like a regular shoyim ashol. A regular shoyim, you're borrowing it, I'm going to have to use it right away. Here, you didn't borrow it. The owner gave it to you to watch. Just was saying you have a right to use it. So that's not called like a shoyim yet. Because you didn't use it yet. If so, the Gemara asks the question, lehevi shoyim asocha nam lehevi. Says so, you're not getting paid for watching it. So you shouldn't even be like a shoyim asocha. You're only really a shoyim achinam. So even then, ovdu should also be potter on. Why is ovdu chayif? Or Malay, so Rav said, Amr Nachman said back, for whole Madin Lachor, this much I agree to you, to Rav Huna, that the Hoyo Venena Mahana, that since he has the right to have enjoyment here, which means, Pahu Hano, with this enjoyment, Di Misra Milay Zvini, let's say a good sale, a good business deal comes about,
Now he feels good. The yispar ravcha, he can make money. Zovinvu, he'll buy it right now. Now, since he has money on hand, that this money he knows he has the right to use it. So even though he didn't use it yet, but he has tremendous enjoyment that he knows that if a good deal comes about, I'll be able to buy it because I have money on hand that if I want to use, I could use. So with that enjoyment, heavy alay Hashem asacha. It's sitted like Hashem asacha, like a regular shayel yinat, because you didn't use it yet and you didn't take it to use it. Even though you could use it, but you didn't take it to use it. So you're not a regular Hashem ashol. But Hashem asacha you was, sitting like getting paid, you have this enjoyment that you know you have money on hand, whenever you need it, you could use it. So that's the machlokes, Rav Nachman and Rav Huna, in our Mishnah, is he called like a shoyl or not. Eis for Rav Nachman and Rav Huna. So Rav Nachman has kashas Rav Huna. It says, Alocha, ha-mafkid mo'yitzes ha-shachani. If an owner gives money to a shomer, a shachani, a money exchanger, to watch the money for him, so it says, in tzurin, and this was money of Hegdish. Ha-mafkid here means the gizbar. The gizbar that's in charge of the money of Hegdish, and really it was Hegdish's money. Just the gizbar made a mistake and he thought it was his own money. But really, he gave away Hegdish's money to this Shochani. So it says like this: in Tzrurin, if the money was wrapped up, tied up, lo yishtamash behem, the Shochani, the Shomer, has no right to use it. The thing of therefore, im hoitzi, let's say the Shochani does take it out and use it, loy morat hagizber, the gizber is not over the yisamila. In other words, the gizber gave it to the Shochani. Now the gizber was a shaygig; he didn't realize it was Hegdish's money. But it's not called like he made the Shochani a shliach to use it, because the Shochani is not allowed to use it. So when he does use it, like using it for himself, he is not like a shliach for the gizbar. Therefore, le'mol ha-gizbar, just the shechani himself, he'll be over in Yisamila. What about v'yem mutarim? Let's say when the gizbar gave the money over to the shechani, gave him open money, yishtamash ben. Then like the din of al-mishni, he has a right to use it. Yishtamash ben. Again, v'yem mutarim, if the money was given openly, then yishtamash ben, he has the right to use it. The thikos, therefore, im hoitzi, let's say the shechani uses the money, mol ha-gizbar, then the gizbar is over the yisamila. Because the gizbar now, b'shoigeg, he didn't realize this money is Hegdish's money. He thought it was his own money. But he gave it over to the shechani, and he gave it openly, which means he has the right to use it. So therefore, when he does use it, it's like using it for a shus of the gizbar. So it's sort of like the gizbar is using it, therefore the gizbar, there's a parasha of shlichus by mila, so it's sort of like the gizbar is over the yisamila. Now the question is, v'yamrit, according to your Rav Huna, that afilu nensu, you're telling me now, when you give over the money to the Shechani, even before the Shechani uses the money, if it gets lost, if an oinus happens, he's chayif. Why? Because since you have a right to use it, it's like in your reshus, you're a shayim asher on it right now. It's over here, my iri hoitzi, what does it say only when the Shechani uses the money? Then the gizbas over the asimila, afilu loy hoitzi, even if the Shechani does not use the money, nami, when the gizba gives over the money to the Shechani, since the Shechani, you're telling me, has a lot like a Shem Eshol, it's like the whole thing is in his Rishus. So it's like the Gizba took it out from his Rishus into the Shoel's Rishus. So it should be over the Yisamila right away. So why does it only say when the Shechani uses it, even before he uses it, there should be an Yisamila? Or Malais, Rav Huna answers back and says, you're right. Who adin, the same halacha should it be? Afagav the Loihoitzi. Even though the Shechani did not use the money yet, still there'll be an Yisamila. Because as soon as the Gizba gives it over to him, since he has the right to use it, he's like a Shoyim HaShol, and the Loch of a Shoyim HaShol is, like since it's called Anosh Eloi, it comes into his Rishus. He's Chayiv B'Yonsin. So there was a Shinu Rishus, you're over the Yisamila. So why does it only say if he took it out? The Yazi, the Tani Resha, since the Resha wants to say, Hoitzi, Tani Seifu Nami Hoitzi. The Resha is talking about a different Loch over there. And there it's Mamash where you use it, therefore it talks about using it, taking it out of the Rishus. The Sefer also talks about taking it out of the Rishus. But really the same halacha would be here, the fact the owner gave the money, the gizbar gave the money to the shechani, that alone is called hoitzor, mishus hegdish, that will be a nisa mila. Rashi says, Lashmina Rav Husa, the Rashi is on the head, in our case, Nufa, Rashi says, Adetani Rashi, Lashmina Rav Husa, the afidu hoitzi leimol. The Rashi here is, we gave him the money tzrurin. So since then the shechani has no right to use it, so then the shechani, the gizbar is not over the yisa mila. That's the Chiddush. Even though the Shechani uses the money, still only the Shechani is over the Yisamila, not the Gizbar. But since in the Reish it says the Chiddush of using it in Hoitzi, therefore it says the Sefer also the Gizbar if the Shechani was Hoitzi it. But really, who had been even though Shechani was not Hoitzi would be the same halacha. Now the Mishnah says, HaShaleach Yad Bikodin. When any Shomer uses the Chayfetz for his own sake, that's called Shaleach Yad, the Shomer himself, takes the Bikodin and uses it for his own use. So Beishami says, Yuke bichoser ubiyeser. The shayma loses out whether it gets less, worth less, or whether it's worth more. We'll soon see what the case is. In both cases, the shayma loses out. The got worth less or got worth more. Ubesilah, Mesilah says, kishasoy tso. No, when you're a shaleich boyad, you have a look like a goslin. You have to pay back the owner the way it was worth b'shasoy tso, b'shashu took it out of the owner's house. Rebbe Kiva Reimer, kishasat fiyah. You have to pay back how much it was worth at the time now when the Bitavei and Bezdin. When the owners come with you and say, give it back to me now, and you don't have it, you're a shaleich boyad, so you have like a goslin, you have to pay how much it was worth right now. B'shas tfiyah. We'll see in the Gemara what the machlekes is. So Amar Rabbi says,